But your father kind of discouraged you from, he wanted you to go to college.
He did.
Yeah.
Well, he wanted, he, well, I didn't finish high school. I was on a boat.
Right.
And the way that came about, I would skip school every chance I got. And I would come down here in the harbor and I would go out and work cleaning barges. I just wanted to be on the river. I just wanted to be out there. And I had I was fortunate. I had a high school principal, Joe Estes, and it probably didn't sound like the thing to do for an educator, but Joe took a lot of interest in the kids, and he brought me to the office one day, which I wasn't there half time. I was skipping. I was down there cleaning barges. And he asked me, he said, "Harley, what are you planning on doing for a living?" And I said, "I'm going to work on boat. I'm going to be a boat pilot." And he said, "Well," he said, "you're not coming to school." And he said, "Actually, Harley, as far as being a boat pilot," he said, "you've probably learned all you'll need from us that you can apply to that. And I think you all just go on and do it." And that's what I did. And through the years, Joe has, my sister still lives in that same community out there, out the Heath. And Joe always, he died here just a few years ago, but he always asked about me. And it worked out well for me. I got my license when I was 18. And stood my first watch as a pilot when I was 19. So, and it started off real early for me.
How old were you when he gave you that advice?
When he gave me that advice, I was just turning 16. I was about to turn 16. And I went, and of course you couldn't do it now with the laws and everything, but and of course Daddy had a fit, but that's what he just accepted this. And I think what he thought would happen, or what he hoped would happen, was, okay, well, you're going to do this, I'll put you on a boat. And they put me on a boat. I went to Gunsville, Alabama, and got on my first boat with him and walked on there. And the industry, it was, the boats were really different back then from what they are now. Now you walk on boats, you see a lot of young men. And at that time, I walked on that boat, and the crew was lined up. They were lined up down the hallway, and they were all old men, or old men to me. There probably wasn't a guy standing in that hallway that was, under 35, and some old mates and rough old boys. And so I got on that boat and started on there and just dumb as I could be. And matter of fact, after that first trip on a boat, if I'd have been walking down the street out here and somebody hollered, "Hey, stupid," I'd have said, "What?" But and I loved it. I loved it. It was hard work. I worked on a farm when I was a kid. I'd worked on a truck farm. And, the manual labor wasn't anything new to me. So I just took right to it. And I was fortunate. Really, look back on it, and I tell these guys today, because what's happened, the industry has just exploded so quickly in the last 25, 30, 40 years. The guys now that have not got to work with the people I was fortunate to work with and to learn from, and a lot's been lost because, those guys have went to the wayside, and this is a hands-on, hand down that knowledge thing, and a lot of it's been lost. I was really fortunate to come in at the time I did and work with the old heads, as it were, and I learned a lot that it's not out there. It's not there now.